And we're back here at Martin Stadium, just about finished with halftime. Both bands have cleared the field. The captains, as they ceremoniously go back out to the middle of the field, just kind of a courtesy. And Michael Copeland, along with Jordan Black and Ed Christian, go out to the middle of the field. Now, we will receive, as we deferred when we won the toss to begin the game.
And, Bill, that's something that Coach Mack doesn't normally do. Normally he wants the ball to start the ball game, but we will get it to start, and we will receive on the south, on the north end of the field.
I want to remind our listeners, the Vikings lead 30-7. It has been a phenomenal first half. Just absolutely incredible runs.
Talk about the Viking voice.
Yeah, the Viking voice. That is Wes, Marty, myself, the Viking voice. That's thevikingvoice.com. You can go there anytime, day or night, get all the stat information you want on this year's Viking football team, as well as some past history. And usually before I go to bed tonight, I'll have the game ending stats, and those will be uploaded onto the page, and you can check those out right there at the end of the ball game or before you go to bed tonight or first thing in the morning. Thanks to Coach Dice and his staff, we get those game-ending stats. And then usually by Monday, I will have the official stats up on the page as well, so you can go in and check those out, as well as the individual stats, how many yards, how many tackles, and everything. And thanks to Coach Dice, he does a great job with that, gets it to me usually on Sunday night. But that's everything on thevikingvoice.com, including all the replays of the coaches' show on Tuesday night, as well as you can listen to any of our games. There's a link there to a friend of mine who's got a site, and we upload those usually around Saturday or Sunday, get those uploaded. So you can go back and listen to any of those ball games, any of the Vikings games over the last 2.5 years. We've got most every one of those games up there. Remember the site, it's
TheVikingVoice.com.
Yep. Wes, want to thank Barry Broom and the Allstate Insurance Agency for their support of Lowndes High Football, as they are our halftime sponsors. And now we're going to kick this thing off into the third quarter. Vikings lead 30-7. And for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And I was remiss in the first half to mention some of our sponsors who are listening tonight. Mike Bishop and his wife from Bishop's Jewelers are listening to the Viking Voice tonight.
Yeah, I want to thank a lot of our sponsors. The Corner Store, Clientville 66, Coombs Heating and Air, Lowndes Landscape Management, Deloach Body Works, American Body Works. American Body Works sponsors our softball report throughout the season, and we talked about what Lowndes High Softball is doing.
All righty, Wang set to kick off. He's got Hunter in the center of the field back there deep, and that's where it goes. Tyler takes it at the 6. He's up to the 15 to 10. I mean, the 10 to 15 to 20. 25 got a hole. He gets across the 30, and there comes the flag.
But generally, that's going to be a hold or a push in the back against the receiving team, so let's see.
And that's what they're going to call a hold back at the 24-yard line.
It will be a hold against the Vikings. You heard there, as we looked at those halftime stats, kind of a big difference in the penalties between the Wildcats and the Vikings.
Yep.
Now, these officials are being evaluated, Wes.
Absolutely, and this is, by traditionally, the number one officiating crew in the state of Georgia. Like I say, this is the sixth straight year they've officiated this ball game, and they have worked 8 out of the last 10 state championship games. Of course, you got 5 to choose from, but... All righty, let's get it started. Ball on the far hash mark. First and 10 from our own 14-yard line. Catch in a four-man front. Three linebackers. Now they walk a corner up. Man in motion. And we give it to Braswell around the corner. He gets the outside one man, two. And there's a good job by Robert Anderson as he gets really actually get 1 yard up to the 15.
I think on that particular play, we've seen Braswell and Kari Franklin as well. When they get that corner, they don't really hesitate. That time, it looked like Troy was trying to find the hole that time. And when he hesitated, the Cat defense was able to fit in inside of him.
And Anderson did a great job not to peel back and hit a guy in the back. Now we send Josh Simmons to the far side. Brian Moulton, that tight end on our side. And we give it right up the middle. There goes the ball. Anderson across the 20 to 25. across the 30 all the way up to the 32-yard line. Bill, we got a first down as he just busted out of there for 16 hard, bruising yards.
16 yards on the carry, and Bull Anderson had that fumble early a couple weeks ago, but you see him, as soon as contact happens, that second hand comes over the top of the ball, and he's doing a great job holding on to the ball.
Just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 30-7, going from left to right on your radio dial. Aaron Winston goes to the far side. Man coverage out there. Cats in the four-man front. Linebackers, like they should be. The corner drops back. Franklin in motion. And Cole keeps it looking, looking. Tucks it, starts to run, gets hit behind the line. They say he's down, but he gets hit at the 30-yard line, and he'll actually lose.
They're going to mark him at the 29.
And if they mark him down to the 29, he'll lose 2 yards. It'll be third. Now, that should be second and 10 from there, not third and 10.
Well, we're looking at the down marker, yes. Yeah, they change it to second.
Back to the 29-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark.
Cat's doing a good job in the secondary. Cole had nothing downfield.
Clemens goes to the far side. Orta at wingback on our side. So is Braswell. Tied into our side. And we give it again to Anderson up the middle. And there, what is it now, folks?
It's got to be an illegal motion. Coach McPherson's got both hands in the air, as in, what are you talking about?
And he looks at Orta, and he said that they said that Orta was in motion before the snap.
Now,
he's not arguing with the official.
Now, Geraldo Orta is not one of your normal backs. He has played quite a bit this week. I mean, this ball game, and you could expect to see that.
Back to the 24-yard line. That's second and about 16. Winston to the far side. Parker goes under center. Tight end to our side. Man in motion. And he gives it to Orta. Looking for a hole. He gets to the... I thought he was going to get out to the 30. Gets about 3 yards. I'm sorry, that was Troy Braswell on the carry. Gets up to the 28-yard line. It'll be third and about 13 at the 28. I want to remind you, the Lounge Eye Coaches Show at Loco's Grill and Pub, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, senior night.
Lane Grant had come off to the side, had to get a helmet fixed.
Tied into our side. They're showing blitz right up the middle. There he comes, and we give it to Anderson, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, and we'll have to punt the ball.
Jack Dalton checks in as the long snapper, and Aaron Winston will go back in punt formation.
Ball at the 29-yard line, so it'll be 4th and 12 from there. 8:45 to go here in the third quarter, leading 30-7. We'll have to punt on our first possession.
Two flags on that series, Wes.
Hall back deep along with Malcolm Mitchell, standing about there, 38-yard line. Nice punt, and he drives Mitchell all the way back to the 30, and they'll hit him, off to the 32. He'll get back to the 35-yard line. And there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, number 27.
Personal foul.
Randy Cook comes flying in and over the top of the three deep guys and rolls right into the punter, Aaron Winston.
And that's a personal foul, 15 yards, automatic first down. Well, what a punt by Aaron Winston.
Well, two flags on that drive against the Vikings, and we get one there that gets the ball back in our hands.
Take it all the way out to the 44-yard line.
Yep.
8.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 30-7, our Vikings lead. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, old sideline. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty, we want to come to you right after this play, and you can tell us what you saw on that punt if you were down on that end of the field. Aaron Winston goes to the far side. Parker goes under center. Cats in the four-man front, three linebackers. About 7 yards off the line. Now they come forward. Cole Parker drops back, looks, throws downfield. He's got Orta wide open at the 20. Turns. He's at the 5 to 10. And he falls down. They're going to mark him down at the 6-yard line.
Yep.
Orta turned backwards, made the catch, turned, spun, tried to regain his balance, couldn't, slip and fell at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, folks, there was no tackler on that one. That was the sprint turf that tackled Geraldo Orta. When he made the catch, instead of turning his head back around, he turned his body, as you said, full around. 49-yard pass to Geraldo Orta puts us in first and goal.
All the way down at the 7-yard line. Parker goes under center, tight end to our side. Now he's got Tyler Hunter in motion. Gives it to Braswell on the counter, into the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Great long pass from Cole Parker to Geraldo Orta, and then just a great 6-yard run by Troy Braswell caps it off, and the Vikings go up 36-7.
And Jackson Dalton on, he's up over the ball. Will we stay in the swinging gate? Will we come back and kick the extra point? We've already had 1 2-point conversion. If they line somebody up outside, we're going. Nope, now we swing back over. Cole Parker to hold. Jack Dalton up over the ball. Jed Solomon to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 7:56 to go here in the third quarter, it's our Vikings 37. The Wildcats 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back at the Palace of Pain, the Concrete Palace. We like to call it home right here. Vikings lead 37-7 here with 7:56 to go in the third period. This is the Lounge High Football Radio Network, and like to welcome our friends, all the men and women, ladies and gentlemen of all the armed forces listening on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Northside leads Coffey. That's a final 35-3. Colquitt leads Tiff 21-10. Clinch leads Lanier 20-0, and that should clinch the region title for Clinch right there. Brooks leads Early County 17-6, and Cook over Mitchell 26-13. Cook's the final as well. Cook wins 26-13.
Wes, that last drive, we can kind of break that into two sections. We had a little bit of couple flags early in that first drive. Had to go back and punt, and got the roughing the kicker call. And then we got a 49-yard pass from Cole Parker to Geraldo Orta, and then a 6-yard run from Troy Braswell. And we capped off. That was a great run.
And to all the people listening, to all the people around here who thinks Cole Parker can't throw the ball and doesn't get the opportunity, look at it tonight. Cole Parker can play quarterback and can throw the ball. Coach was just saving him for when he wanted him.
Well, and he's got a lot to learn. Cole has done a tremendous job this season. Can you imagine another year of some quarterback camps? He's going to be phenomenal next year.
Jed Solomon set to kick off. Back deep is Hall and Mitchell. Ball high, end over end. Hall signals for it and takes it in the end zone, and this time they signal a touchback. Oh, well. Bill?
Yeah, I thought so.
We've always said the least a wise old man, my pops, who officiated many years of football, always said the least most important thing in life was a score at halftime, and the most important possessions was what you did with yours, your first possession in the third quarter, and what your opponent did with theirs. We scored on ours. Let's see what we do here. Thus, March at quarterback goes under center, tied into the far side, splits his receivers, gives it to the tailback. Nope, keeps it, rolls, looking, throws out in the flats, over J. Rome's hands at the 20-yard line. J. Rome, a 6'5". 6'5" tight end slash wide receiver, and just overthrew him.
Yeah, and he did. J. Rome, wide open. It was going to be a short pass again, but again, wide open, and March just overthrew him by just a hair, and Rome not able to catch it. Rome, we've got to meet Rome this week, and he's a phenomenal kid.
Well, we've known him from basketball, and his dad, Stan Rome, who played at Val Austin and at Clemson and played for the Kansas City Chiefs for 5 years. Man in motion. March pulls it in, pulls it back out. Still got the ball. Stiff's arm one, manages across the 25 to 30, down the sidelines, and we knock him out of bounds at the 33-yard line. March out. Okay.
That came real close to unsportsmanlike.
Yep, he walked over, and folks, as Deshae March went into our sidelines, there was some taunting on his part.
Deshae March, that's his only run of any consequence that he's had tonight, but it does get the Wildcats a first down.
Out to the 34-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Cats going from right to left on your radio dial. blitzes receivers. Got two backs in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. Gives it to the tailback around the left side. Tries to cut. Oh! And he gets hit as he crosses the 30-yard line. Bill, he will not get back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, looks like he's going to lose 1-2. Yep, be second and 12 back to the 32.
Yeah, he went to make the cut. He slipped a little bit, but we had a defender right there on him as well. Don't know, even if he'd have kept his feet, if he'd have got more than a yard or so out of that carry.
They send Brayne James to the near side. Avery Burney to the far side. Two backs in the backfield, tied into the far side. Takes it. Marks again, keeps it. We hit him as he crosses the 30. And, Bill, he'll lose two more yards.
And that might be my Jordan Black hit of the week. Jordan just picked him and planted him right there at the 30-yard line.
And, Bill, they have asked third and 14. It was first and 10, second and 12, now third and 14.
Just so I know where it is.
And change up their personnel.
Hit of the week.
They bring Jay Rome to our side. Send Malcolm Mitchell to the far side. We got man coverage out here. There's a snap right up the middle. Nope. Deshae March has got it. Looks for Rome across the middle. High catch made by Rome. Still on his feet. And Jay Rome out to the 50-yard line.
That was a great pass by Deshae March. He had all day long to throw the ball. And then a great catch by Jay Rome.
He threw it up high. Jay Rome took that 6'5" frame, went up, made the catch. All the way out to the 50-yard line.
We had the right coverage defensively. We had everybody back trying to make the coverage, but we could not get to Deshae March and push him out of the pocket.
March.
Clock continues to run. Yep. 6:02. Vikings lead 37-7 here in the third quarter.
Ball on the far hash mark. Cats going from right to left on your radio dial. They bring Chad Prain and Odell James. There's a snap. March keeps it. Looking to throw. Throws downfield. Ball up in the air. And intercepted. At the 30.
Oh,
at the 40. At the 50. He's at the 40. The 30. The 20. The 5. And they pull him out of bounds.
That's a horse collar.
At the 1-yard line. And there's a flag on the play back at the 35-yard line.
Officials following number 14. That's Odell James off the field.
Guys, I believe they got it for a block in the back here about the 35-yard line. But what a play by Orta. But the play was caused by the pressure from the defensive end. Great by the Vikings.
Let's see what's going to happen here.
There's a lot of conversation. That could be, like you say, the block in the back. But I watched an official really stay right on top of number 14 and escort him, not physically, but to escort him to the side. And there you see the Cats going back.
Let's see what they're going to do.
I think it's a personal foul.
Personal foul against the Cats. Bill, they'll take that. Well, they ran him out of bounds. He'll get half a yard. It's going to be first and goal from the half-yard line.
I was concerned the way that March made the tackle. He looked like he grabbed the back of the shoulder pad. You heard me say a horse collar. And the Vikings threaten to score again here as they're on, like you say, the half-yard line.
Here come the Sons of Thunder. Double tight end set. Nope.
Strong side right.
Strong side right. Parker under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to the ball up the middle and touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Robert Bull Anderson. There's a player down for the Valdosta Wildcats. He's back up. That's Dontavian Sapp. Vikings go up now 43-7. Jack Dalton over the ball. Jed Solomon set the kick. The gate swings to the left. Let's see if it moves back to the right. And it does.
And I was writing down stuff. Thank you, Bill, for covering for me. That's why we make such a good team.
So we had an interception. You know how far that interception was?
We got our statistician, Jack Dalton, with the snap.
A long way.
Parker with the hole. Puts it down, kicks up. And and it's good. And with 5:26 to go in the third period, our Vikings lead it 44-7. We'll take a 60-second break. A 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, and we're waiting to kick off. Still in a television timeout, 5:26 to go in the third period. A 69-yard interception return down to the one-yard line by Orta.
And I want to remind everybody, this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, it's Loco's Grill and Pub for the Loco's Grill and Pub Lounge High Coaches Show. Coach Randy McPherson will be there. We'll have the Star Insurance Athlete of the Week, and we'll have a lot of the different players as well come out from 7 to 8 o'clock at Loco's Grill and Pub. Come out, get a great meal, have a great time as we have the Lounge High Coaches Show. I want to thank all of our sponsors, Bishop's Jewelers on Northside Drive. Also want to thank R&S Sports Incorporated. R&S Sports, your local sports superstore. And so many more sponsors, as well as Loco's Grill and Pub. 7 o'clock Tuesday, and we're going to talk about another Lounge High victory.
Another Lounge. Great Lounge High victory.
That's your catchphrase.
Yep.
All right, Vikings lead 44-7. We got 5:26 left in the third quarter. And Jed Solomon set to kick off here on this near side hash mark.
Bill.
Yes.
I was just going to say that was Riyadh Moore that got the pressure on Dashe that last play.
Great.
Hit him just as he threw it. Of course, that led to the interception. So great play there by Riyadh.
I got Michael Mitchell back now in the deep slot. Hall on our side of the field. Solomon steps into it. Nice high booming kick. And Moore will take it at the 3. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15. Tries to go outside and will hit him back at the 17-yard line. And that's where he'll go down.
So short of the 20-yard line, great kick coverage by the Vikings.
And the Cats will take over. First and 10 on their 18-yard line.
Guys, that was our JV kickoff team there. That was our second string kickoff, and they made the stop there at the 20, so did a great
job.
Wow,
you're right, Marty. I see them now coming off.
We may start having to pull out the roster, Bill.
First team defense is on the field, though. But we do have a couple new guys out there. We haven't called names. Stacy Wright, number 67, down at the nose right now.
All righty, Cats split their receivers. March in the shotgun, gives it to the back in the backfield with him.
Bumble!
The 20, the ball on the ground. And who got it back? Lowndes gets it back at the 22-yard line.
Ball recovered by number 32, Chris Scurry. And it's Vikings ball on the Wildcat side of the field. So Vikings take over. That's going to be at the 23-yard line.
Right in the middle of the field. Let's see. Do we stay with our number one offense?
We're going to lose our statistician. He said, if it keeps going like this, you won't need me in the fourth.
Sam Duncan at fullback. Troy Braswell at wingback on the far side. Hunter at wingback on the near side. Tied into the far side of the field. Aaron Winston at our side. Man in motion, and we give it to Duncan right up the middle. Got a hole as he prices away across the 15 down to, about the 13-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down, almost a 10-yard run by Sam Duncan.
Sam Duncan, as I said, comes in, gives Bull Anderson a break, and doesn't seem that we drop off at all, does it, Wes?
Not a bit. I hate when they roll their jerseys up, Bill, because it looks like 28 just went in, or 26. That's Orta. Yep, that's got to be Orta to the far side.
No, that's Braswell. Or is that 28?
That's Braswell right at your wing back on our side. Tied into our side of the field. And Braswell's in motion. Give it to Braswell around the right side. Got a great block out there on the right side. Heads to the corner, and they'll pull him down at the 6-yard line. Oh, 28, Derek Godfrey. I was right. And it's a first down. Bill, is going to be first and goal, and they're going to mark it down at the 6.
Last time we were at the 6, we punched it in.
4:25 to go here in the third quarter, leading 44-7. First and goal. Jordan Black checks out.
The Sons of Thunder up over the ball.
Kenneth Durden goes to the far side of the field. Tyler Hunter at wing back on our side. Tight end on our side. They're in a four-man front. Man in motion. We give it to Duncan up the middle. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Sam Duncan.
Sam Duncan from 6 yards out. Vikings go up 50. Is that right?
50.
50. 50?
50.
50 to 7.
This is the most points that
ever.
Lions has ever put on the Valdosta Wildcats. The Cats have never lost six in a row to anybody. Jackson Dalton up over the ball. Cole Parker to hold. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 4:02 to go here in the third quarter, it's the Vikings 51. The Cats 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Solomon's kick high in the air, taken at the 5, across the 10, the 15, the 20. There's a hole, and we hit him at the 22-yard line.
Again, second team kickoff. And now, Wes, just a couple new numbers. We'll try and get those in as they come around.
We're just under 4 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 51-7.
We mentioned Stacy Wright. Now A.J. Flukas, number 54, also checks into the defense for the Vikings.
Lots of Viking fans still in the stadium.
Lots of Valdosta fans as well.
Ball on the near hash mark. Mark splits his receivers. He brings one near side, one far side. Tied into their side. Takes it. Gives it to... Nope. Marsh keeps it right up the middle. He's across the 25 to 30. 35 gets a block. He's across the 40. The 45 to 50. We don't run him out of bounds till he gets over into our territory at the 44-yard line. Great run by Deshae Marsh.
And Marsh is still talking smack. No flag. Vikings step back. This game always has so much emotion.
It does.
And I'm not faulting. I mean, I don't mean to pick on a player. That's not my intention. It is just the emotions are so high.
Yep.
You've got to have, as an official, you've really got to get involved in this. Keep guys from moving their mouths so much.
First and 10, Cats at our 44-yard line. 3:47 to go. They ran Marsh out of bounds. Now they bring two receivers near side. Jay Rome with the tight end on our side. Marsh in the shotgun, standing back at the 48. Now,
timeout
Wildcats. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 51-7 here with 3:47 to go in the third period. A 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back at Martin Stadium. It'll be first and 10, Cats at our 44-yard line. 3:47 to go, third period. 51-7 is the score. Bill, if it remains this way when we get to the, if it's a 30-point lead when we get to the fourth quarter, they won't have a choice. They'll go to a running clock.
That's right.
And I don't think that's ever happened.
Well, Wildcats are done, and they have not given up by any stretch.
Okay, March in the shotgun. He's tied into the far side, brings a man in motion. Ball on the ground, picks it up, and he gets it back. March gets it back right here in front of Bill and I. He dropped it. He'll lose 2 yards back to the 47-yard line. Actually, you lose 3 yards back to the 47, so it'll be second and 13 from there.
March looked like it was a low snap, and granted, their center got hurt a couple weeks ago, and they are at their backup center now.
Again, splits his receivers, tied into the far side. Ball on the near hash mark. March audibles, takes a snap, again on the ground, picks it up, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he may lose a yard, Bill.
From the mark, it will be another 1 yard loss. As I was saying, their starting center, McQuaig, got hurt and had to have some surgery. And I understand he may be back in a couple weeks, but that center quarterback is so fragile. And the snaps, as you said, they've all seemed to have been low in that shotgun back to Deshae March.
Third and 14 now. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Crane comes near side. James goes far side. They put a man in the slot on our side. Tied into the far side. We're in a five-man front. March in the shotgun. Drops back. Looks, there comes a rush, throws the ball downfield, ball up in the air, and knocked away by Kenny Durden.
What a great pass breakup by number 7, Ken Durden. He waited. He waited. The ball kind of hung in the air, and he made the move right at the very exact moment he needed to and made the block.
Stayed behind the man. The ball went up the air, and as Bill said, great, great play. Troy Braswell goes back deep, as does Tyler Hunter. Ball at the 46-yard line. Zach. Nope. Let's see who's going to punt. That's number 88. That's Tyler Yoleto. Yoleto standing on the 42, about another 37-yard line. We're back about our 10. 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. There comes the kick, and he just kicks it out of bounds. It hits at the 35, the 30, and Rote takes a bounce back and goes out of bounds about the 32-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from there.
The ball, just as it left his foot, rolled off the right side of his foot, and as you said, was headed straight out of bounds. It did take a little bounce. Thought it might stay in bounds, but then rolled back out, up and back out of bounds.
First and 10 Vikings at our own 32. Orta and Braswell at the wingbacks. Send Josh Clemens to the far side of the field. Sam Duncan at fullback. They're at a four-man front. Man in motion. Give it to Duncan up the middle. What a haul. He's across the 35, the 40. Fights his way up to the 42. Haul him down at the 43-yard line. 11-yard run and a first down Vikings.
As I said, we don't miss a step bringing in Sam Duncan.
Behind the Sons of Thunder. That's what we call our offensive line. Bill, we're going to be hard-pressed to pick us an athlete of the game.
There's so many.
Ball on the far hash mark. Parker goes under center. Four-man front. Counter to Orta. He's across the 45, the 50. They grab him by the back, throw him out of bounds. No flag as they throw him out of bounds as he gets to the 43-yard line.
Nothing wrong with that hit. They grabbed him and pulled him forward. It was a WWF body slam.
Guys, y'all were talking about how it's going to be hard to pick an athlete of the week, but Order sure has played well. But this has definitely been a team win. We talked all year about we're more of a team this year, and this is a team win for us tonight.
Sure is, Marty.
Parker under center. He's got Braswell in motion again. Duncan right up the middle, still on his feet as he fights his way across the 40 down to the 39-yard line. And right now, Randy Mack is content just to run behind that big offensive line and grind the clock out.
A minute 18 left here in the third quarter. And as you said, Wes, by rule, there should be a running clock in the fourth quarter if this score holds right here.
And there will be. We send Josh Clemens to the far side. Orta at wing back on our side. Braswell and Duncan. Braswell in motion. And give it to Braswell around the right side. Look at those big linemen out there as he crosses the 35. They won't tackle until he gets down about the 28-yard line. There comes the flag.
And the Wildcat players are taking their own guy off the field. And I tell you, that's when things get out of hand. But I have to say, there's enough guys, there's 10 other guys with their head on their shoulders, and they take care of their own stuff.
Hats off to the Valdosta Wildcat defense. A lot of class. They said, we're not going to let this happen. Off the field you go.
And because everybody, if one guy loses his composure, but the other 10 corral it back in, I really have to say, that says a lot for a program.
Well, Billy just got ejected.
That means he won't play next week, which means they're off so the week after.
Which means he won't play. He won't play their next game.
Right. That's a high school rule that if you're ejected from one ball game, you are also suspended for the next ball game. That'll put the Vikings down inside the red zone.
At the 19-yard line.
14.
You're right, 14-yard line. Ryan Moore in at tight end. We give it to Sam Duncan up the middle. Bus one man, two, still on his feet. Fights his way across the 10, down to about the 7, 8-yard line.
That'll bring up second down now. For and that, Wes.
Yep, is the end of the third.
Well, they're going to let it run out. It's about 14 seconds.
They'll change it. The Fields will go ahead and take a 60-second break. Vikings lead at 51-7 as we head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kick Country. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, we go to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 51-7. And, folks, if you're listening on the radio, Randy Mack just pulled a whole team around him and said, look, conduct yourselves with class on this field. You are Lounge High Vikings.
Get your roster out. Folks, I say that.
Eric Blanton just comes in.
New quarterback, Eric Blanton, number 14.
Sam Duncan in at fullback. And at wingback is number 4, Darnell Swopes. And, Bill, I can't see the far.
We still got a TV timeout. And what I think he is telling the TV timeout guy is that this will now be a running clock. The official. Adam McDonald's in trouble. No, they're asking him for his opinion on something. And
okay. First and, well, it's actually, Bill, it's first and second and about 4. The ball at the 8-yard line. We can get a first down. We've got to get across the 4 for first down.
TV timeout. Gentlemen, exits the field.
Ball on the far hash mark. That is number 39 at wing back, Danford Swain. And Blanton keeps the ball, looks, Tuck starts to run. They hit him as it gets close to the 5-yard line.
That's a little unusual. We just put him out on that naked bootleg and let him run it.
Matt Frazier checks
Eric
in.
Needed some positive yards for stats.
Along with Garrett Stout checks in.
I didn't have any positive yards for Eric on my stat sheet, so now we do.
Then third and 2, the ball at the 6-yard line.
Center, number 64, Bobby Weldon.
Garrett Stout comes to our side of the field. Blanton pitches out to number 46. We'll get you his name. He gets hit as he crosses the 5. Had to cut inside, Bill. That was number 46.
Yeah, 40.
That's Matt Frazier.
Matt Frazier. Matt trying to string it out too much, and that's something as sophomores they'll learn. You can't keep stringing out, especially against speed. You've got to find your hole and then cut back.
All right, it's fourth and about a 0.5 yard. Sam Napier checks in. Ball in the near hash mark. The Little Sons of Thunder up to the line of scrimmage. Heavy side right. Got a man in motion, and we give it to Napier around the number 4. Swopes, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Darnell Swopes.
And, Bill, that was a 4-yard touchdown run, I believe it was.
4-yard touchdown run by Darnell Swopes.
By number 4.
And those Little Sons of Thunder. And, Wes, I'm seeing them come off. They're not that little. Avery. Avery's the holder. Avery's been hurt early.
And
Avery Alderman.
And Matt Mackenstein to kick. I met his mom during our last tailgating today. There's a kick. Up. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. No good.
Went underneath the upright. I tell you what, Vikings lead 57-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. That's okay. And it's a secret ballot.
Bill, only Bill and I know who we each other voted for. And we didn't vote alike.
We can't keep a secret from each other.
We turned our backs. We turned around and said, okay. This is Robert, and what it like.
And both sides. I mean, that one on offense, one on defense. And we both just, they both could be.
Yep.
I wish you could select an offense and a defensive player.
Mackenstein's kick, high little pooch kick, taken by Mitchell. And he drops it at the 10. And
he's
he picks
up.
It back up. And he's running with the ball. He's up across the midfield. One man hits him and misses him, brings him down. What a great tackle, Bill. That was number 34.
Yeah, that's Quincy Crawford, a touchdown-saving tackle.
So Malcolm Mitchell was off to the races.
Ballots will be collected with 3 minutes remaining in the game.
Clock running, ball out at the 40-yard line for the Cats. Bill, we've got a lot of new people on defense.
Yes, we do.
And Tim St. Fort.
Dale McBurrows. We saw Tim St. Fort at Locos Tuesday night.
Deshae March takes a snap, drops the ball on the ground, picks it up. We hit him at the line of scrimmage, still on his feet. That's number 22. Running. He's got a first down, drops the ball, and picks up 12 yards. And that is Reggie McQueen.
I always find this part of a ball game so interesting that we bring in all of our second team, and teams we play leave in their first team. They pad stats, they get a score, and how do you feel as a team? Oh, we got a score, but was it against their first team? No.
March again splits his receivers. Jay Rome tied in on our side. They're in the I formation. We're in a five-man front. Takes the snap, gives it to McQueen. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. Bounces off one, two, three guys, Bill. This guy's, he's down to our 45-yard line.
But the defense, that little slight breeze out there, not the wind, but the breeze, hey, they're playing like it's their play. Mike Moore just checks in on the defense now. Tim St. Fort in on that tackle for the Vikings.
Second and seven, the ball at the 45-yard line of our Vikings.
James Battles checks out now.
Cats going from left to right. They send Frayne to one side. Bring a wide out to our side of the field. Tight end to our side. And there goes the flag. Now they've got motion.
And that is one reason a clock will stop is a penalty.
Mark off 5 yards. So instead of second and seven, it's going to be second and 12. As soon as they set it down, they'll rind the clock, and it'll start again. Bill, looks like the classic 70-whatever, 74, 75 is left.
Yeah, I think so.
They're having their 35th year reunion tonight, Nancy Fletcher and all the folks. All righty, Cats again. Crane goes to the far side. J. Rome at tight end on our side. Wide receiver our side. March gives it to McQueen right up the middle. This hit is spun around, Bill. That's number one.
That's Mike Moore. Mike Moore
made a good hit.
And I'm trying to see who else that is. Is that 23? Carlos Martin also in on the tackle.
So it'll be third and 10, the ball at the 48-yard line of our Vikings.
Hey, this is the time Marty really loves down there on the sideline. I know, getting to see the first team out there coaching the second team. We'll go to Marty here in a minute.
Again,
see what's going on the sideline. Frayne
to the far side. Wide receiver to our side of the field. Rome at tight end on our side. March in the shotgun. Drops back. Looks pumped. Throws the ball down. Fail. Catch made by Jay Rome at the 32-yard line, but we haul him down immediately. But that's about a 15-yard pass play and a first down to the 31.
And a tackle by Derek Godfrey. What's going on the sideline there, sideline?
Well, guys, like you said, Bill, it's fun to watch these starters down here cheering on the second string and pulling for them to do well and, of course, having fun on the sideline.
Same set. Roman tied in on our side. March in the shotgun. Deshae gives it to McQueen around the right side. Got a hole. Look, oh, I thought he had a hole and got pulled down from behind, Bill.
Battle.
That's number 35.
That's James Battle.
At the 30-yard line, it'll be second and nine from the 30.
Tyler,
just to name a few names. I can't.
Tyler Van Der Zert.
What you got, Marty?
I was going to say Kelvin and Robert Anderson, Riyad Moore, Brian Moore. They're all down here right on the sidelines pulling for these JV guys. It's really fun to see them out there. They're coaching. They're pulling for them. And it's just fun to see them up there having a good time.
Tyler Van Der Zand.
Van Der
Zanden just checks in. Tight end now moves to the far side of the field. March again gives it to McQueen, looking for a hole. Got one. Gets hit, splits off one man, two, heading for the corner. And we got a hand on him, and we pull him down, but not till he gets to the 15-yard line. First down for the Cats from there with 6 minutes to go here in the ball game, and the clock is running.
That's Derek Godfrey again on the tackle. Valdosta Wildcats continue to march down the field against the Viking JV squad. Vikings lead 57-7 here in the 2009 Wintersville Classic. And for the Vikings, this has been a classic to remember.
It sure has. There goes McQueen again. Not McQueen. That's number 34.
And Mike Miller on a solo tackle.
Demetrius Melvin, as he gets down to the marking down at the 12-yard line.
Trying to catch some numbers as they're checking in here. That's number 59. Dylan Roberts checks in. Number 45, Mikey on Paget.
No, that was Mike Moore, number one on that last tackle. Good play by him.
He has been great.
Dache under center. Rome at the tight end. Again, Dache gives it to number 34. Melvin, as he heads to the corner, we won't catch him. Touchdown, Cats, with 4:59 to go in the ballgame.
And you hear the Vikings as they applaud that JV squad. Lee Carter now checks in for the Vikings on the extra point attempt.
There's some new shirts being passed around down in the stands. I'd like to see what one of them looks like.
Anybody got one of those shirts? We'd like to see it.
If you're listening, just make your way up here. And if anybody's listening, sitting next to somebody, who's got, oh, two-point conversion, and it's good. So, with 4:59 to go, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 57-15. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium. The Vikings lead 57-15 after a touchdown run by the Wildcats against the JV squad of the Vikings and a two-point conversion pass.
Bill, it says, life is full of major disappointments, just like 28-7, 28-0, 23-19, 18-8, 14-7, 2009 makes it six in a row. And the TV timeout guy is still on the field. 57-15.
That's a great slogan on the T-shirt. I know they were holding out those to make sure they won this week. But six in a row, that's just phenomenal. And a great football team across the way. I mean, we're sitting here and we're so excited about our Vikings and how well they have played. But the Wildcats, a very good football team. I mean, they played Northside Warner Robins as well as we did. They played Colquitt very well. Colquitt able to beat them just at the end of the ball game. So don't take anything away. Vikings just came out after that loss to Northside. They had a mission. They were going to do something here.
Trying to get Ron Corbett's attention. Yeah. He didn't look this way.
They're going to do something. I mean, they were coming out to prove something tonight that last week this team did not play as well as they could have played.
And they wanted to show that, well.
Well, they showed, I think, the world tonight on Armed Forces Radio, on TheVikingVoice.com, ValdostaToday.com, CBS Television. Everybody got to see that the Vikings are here. And last week really was just a little fluke.
And happy anniversary to Ann and Andy Rogers.
There we go. Happy anniversary.
All Andy said he wanted for an anniversary was a win.
That's it.
So, but he got one.
Yeah, you're here possibly an onside kick here. 4:59 in the ballgame. Vikings lead 57-15.
And back deep, Bill, is Moore. Number 23, DeCarlos Martin.
A lot of time here on the kickoff, waiting to kick it off.
They got too many people on the field. There's a kick. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve.
They do. Swope.
Oh, Swope with the ball on straight across the 30 up to the 35.
Nobody's counting out there in the zebra stripes. There were 12 on that kickoff.
They got it, Bill. Look back about the 45. There's a flag. Actually, that was a T. My bad.
Yeah, no flag. But
the T was yellow, so it got me.
There were 12 on the out there for the Wildcats.
But Wildcats got a player down, guys.
I see that.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Looking down, the evaluator has left, so he didn't see that one.
There is an injury timeout. He's getting up now. I couldn't see a number. 27 number 27 for the Wildcats. That is Randy Cook, a sophomore.
Here comes
the little Sons of Thunder out there at one of the guard spots. James Pittman. Sorry, at the tackle.
Blanton at quarterback. Got a man in motion. Gives it to the tailback, up to the fullback, right up the middle as he picks up maybe 3 or 4 yards. We're at the 430 mark.
And that was number 40 for the Vikings. That's D. Daniels.
Michael Vandenberghen checks in, Bill, along with Chris Horton.
Also on the offensive line, Jared Davis. He'll check out after that play.
Mikey Ann Padgett checks in at one wing back. Nick Hooks at wing back.
.357 left in the ball game.
And the ball goes to Vanderzuden around the right side, left side, and he'll get a not even back to the line of scrimmage.
They're going to mark him, I think, at the line of scrimmage. So Vanderzanden gets a carry, no yards. Also checking in, number 62, Travis Hasty onto the line.
Concord defeats Tiff 28-10. Northside over Coffey 35-3. Beats Lanier 20-0. And Brooks beats Early County 29-9. Thank you.
All right, Vikings up over the ball. Eric Blanton, the quarterback.
Goes under center. Cats in a four-man front. Got a man in motion. We give it to Moore. He's across the 35, the 40. Still on his feet. Cuts back at the 45. He's into Cat territory at the 49-yard line. That'll be a first down and about a 10-yard run by Mr. Moore.
That'll move the chains. Two under 3 minutes now left in the ballgame.
67-15. Yes, Marty.
No, it was me.
Oh, okay.
A lot of folks still over here on the Viking sideline. The side in the stands. The other side has cleared out quite a bit now.
Blanton again goes under center, tight end to the far side. And he gets it to the fullback right up the middle as he crosses the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. Bill, that was number 40.
James Battle.
Thank you.
Battle picked up 7 yards.
Travis Hasty checks in, as does Keith Hudnall. Hudnall goes to the far side. New fullback, D. Daniels. Got a man in motion. Pitch out to 23 around the right side. He's across the 40. Cuts inside. He's got the first down, Bill. And that's about as far as he's going to go. He gets down to about the 38-yard line.
That's the Carlios Martin. Also checking in now, Tyler Vanderzanden, Darnell Swopes. 51, that is Michael Vandenberghen. Just wholesale changes. Number 55, that's Jason Crum. Under 2 minutes, minute 20 seconds left in the ballgame.
All righty, Blanton goes under center. First and 10 from the Cat 38-yard line. Tied into our side. Takes a snap. Gives it to the fullback. He gets hit and jumps down to the 35-yard line.
That's, again, number 40, D. Daniels. Checking out of that play, number 89, Gage Stout. Trying to get all these names of these players getting an opportunity in the ball game. Number 82, that's Garrett Stout, now comes in. So we've had Gage and now Garrett Stout. He'll go wide receiver, far side.
Up over the ball. We're inside. 35 seconds. There's a snap. Give it on the counter. We bunch outside at the 38, the 35. Still on the feet. Head to the corner. Running out of bounds at the 19-yard line.
And that was Tyler Vanderzanden. What a great run.
That stops the clock.
Nope.
Clock continues to run. That was probably the last play of the ball game, Bill. It is. Vikings will go to 6-1 on the year, 3-1 in the region.
Man, just fighting a pin.
It is over. Vikings win 57-15. We'll keep it right here to Marty gets with Coach Randy McPherson. Both teams come out now to shake hands. Cats will drop to 4-3 on the year. 1-3 in the region.
That's the most detrimental one right there. 1-3 in the region. That's going to be a tough hole to dig out.
Well, there's three other teams sitting at 1-3 right now. That's Coffee and Tift after losing tonight. Northside goes to 6-0 on the year, 4-0 in the region. Colquitt goes to 6-1, 3-1 in the region. Warner Robins and Houston was off tonight. Everybody shaking hands.
Marty, I see Marty waiting to get Coach McPherson. Now, they will probably, I'm sure that the, Great American Rivalry Series is going to award the trophy. I believe they're going to do that at midfield and possibly go ahead and announce who is the MVP of this ball game. We've all put our votes in, and they've picked those up.
Coach Mack, great game, 57-15. What do you got to say about tonight?
Man, I tell you, what an effort. You know, kids just came out, and what a way to bounce back after, a loss, a close loss last week, you know. I think we kind of found out what we're made out of tonight.
Coach, congratulations.
Coach wants to go down and be with his team.
All right, Marty. I thought for a second you were going to have a couple minutes with him, and then he'd stop.
Oh, well. Let's tell you what. Vikings win it 57-15. We'll go ahead and take a two-minute break and come back and maybe have some things for you here and find out who that most valuable player was if we can.
We'll find out.
All righty, we'll take a two-minute break. Vikings win it 57-15. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill. I need to get the reverb out of here. He's down there now, so I'm hearing an echo.
Wes.
Yes.
While you wait on Bill, I got Coach Quinn, assistant head coach here. Coach Quinn, great job tonight. What do you think about tonight's win for the Vikings?
I thought it was a big win. It's good to have a big win. Anytime he's got off, it's a great thing. It's my sixth year here, and it'll be 6 years in a row. I hope we keep that going.
Coach, your defense played great tonight. Of course, we hear him in the background name in order, the most valuable player. But what can you say about that defense? They came up with a couple turnovers, and they really stuffed out us early.
And we bounced back and played 11 hats to the football. And that's how we practice all. We just flying around and putting everybody running to the football. And then we did that tonight.
Coach Quinn, good job. Thanks for talking with us. Go celebrate this victory.
Bill, don't know if you heard or not, but Orta was named the most valuable player at tonight's ball game.
And you picked the right guy. I had chosen Troy Braswell. Troy Braswell ended up tonight with 11 carries for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Could have been Troy Braswell as Geraldo Orta. But congratulations to number 26, Geraldo Orta. He was also the leading receiver, 2 catches, 61 yards. So a great night by Geraldo Orta.
All right, Bill, you got some final stats for us?
I do. Thank you to Bemis Barbecue. Bemis Barbecue, a wink and a blink past Cat Creek Road. Barbecue's so good, you'll want to take your teeth out. Final score tonight, 57-15. Vikings win over the Wildcats of Valdosta High School. First downs tonight, Vikings with 18. Wildcats, 10. Rushing tonight, Vikings, 47 carries, 281 yards. While the Wildcats, 29 carries for 92 yards. Passing tonight, Valdosta was 9 of 18, 146 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. The Vikings were 5 of 8, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays for the Vikings, 55, while 47 for the Wildcats. Total offensive output, 238 yards of offense for the Wildcats, 431 yards for the Vikings. Fumbles tonight. Valdosta fumbled the ball 4 times, losing one of those. The Vikings, no fumble. Penalties. Vikings, 9 penalties for 51 yards, while Valdosta was penalized 5 times for 51 yards. Punts tonight. Vikings had 3 punts for 35 yards, 1 punt for 17 for the Wildcats. Leading rusher for Valdosta was number 14. That's, get my thing flipped over here, number 14. That is Odell James, 14 carries, 33 yards. I'm sorry, there was their leading receiver. 4 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Their leading rusher, Dashe March, he ended up with 14 carries for 33 yards. Our leading rusher, Troy Braswell, 11 carries, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. And our leading receiver and the MVP of this rivalry ball game, number 26, Geraldo Orta, 2 catches, 61 yards. Thank you to Bemis Barbecue on Bemis Road.
All righty, Bill. That gives us our halftime stat. Our final stats.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Haynes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.